The grounded Shell exploration drilling rig Kulik appears to be withstanding the elements as it sits grounded on Sitkalitik Island near Kodiak. Officials from the Unified Command say it has remained stable on the sand and gravel beach and no fuel spill has been observed. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
The Kulik is a massive drilling unit designed specifically for operations in Arctic waters. With a diameter of 266 feet and a draft of 41, it can almost be described as a floating island with a drilling platform atop it. It was being towed from Unalaska back to Seattle after spending part of the summer in the Beaufort Sea exploring for oil and gas. When its tug, the Ivik, experienced engine problems in high seas southwest of Kodiak Island on Friday, the Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley and two other private ships, the Nanook and Guardsman, responded. At various times during the four-day storm, hurricane-force winds snapped the tow lines from all four ships, eventually leading to the Kulik's grounding on New Year's Eve. Commander Shane Montoya, the federal on-scene coordinator, said during a briefing on New Year's Day, the tow ships tried to direct the Kulik to a position that might minimize the impact to the environment and damage to the rig.
They were just trying to maintain some type of control of the Kulik, as we knew it was going to be going aground. They gave us an opportunity in which to identify the least amount of impact the grounding would have in that area. And so we were providing the alert, some instructions on attempting to get the Kulik maneuvered into the bay near where they went aground and in that area to have the least amount of impact and damage to the Kulik when it did go aground.
The Kulik carries 136,240 gallons of diesel fuel and over 10,000 gallons of various lubes and oils. No drilling mud is reported to be on board. The area of the grounding on Sitkalitik Island is described as critical habitat for endangered stellar sea lions and the Kitsilich murrelet, and is near a number of salmon streams. Stephen Russell of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says the Unified Command will keep a close eye on the area for several months.
Potential impacts to wildlife, commercial fisheries, subsistence uses, recreational resources will be closely monitored throughout the coming months. We're currently working, the Unified Command is currently working with local residents from the region in determining the potential threats that they may have to this area.
Oil response equipment from Alaska Shadow Corporation was staged on the Kodiak waterfront in preparation for transfer the 75 miles to nearby Old Harbor. Shell's Sean Churchfield says salvage crews are ready to fly out to the Kulik pending favorable weather.
The Unified Command's plan is to put people on board for a more extensive assessment when it is safe to do so. Forward base in Kodiak will also be established to be as effective as possible in our response. And as part of the contingency planning, oil spill response equipment will continue to be moved into the theater. Following the assessment from the salvage personnel, the Unified Command will develop a strategy to salvage the Kulik. The Unified Command is committed to work closely with local communities and the state to identify any potential sensitivities. There will be an investigation into the cause of this incident once we have the situation under control.
Shell's Susan Child says it may take weeks or months to determine the sequence of mishaps that led to the grounding. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.